What is the connection to Josiah? The Encyclopedic Insight on the Scriptures states the following under the topic of Hadad-Rimon. Evidently, a location in the valley plain of Megiddo, Hadad-Rimon is often identified with Rumana, a site about 7 kilometers south-southeast of Megiddo. The great wailing at Hadad-Rimon, mentioned in Zechariah's prophecy, perhaps alludes to the lamentation over King Josiah killed in battle at Megiddo. End quote. However, the context of the prophecy in Zechariah has to do with the bewailing over the death of the Messiah, not King Josiah. The messianic nature of the prophecy was confirmed by the apostles' application of Zechariah 12:10 to the execution of Christ. But, as is the case with many prophecies, Zechariah seamlessly weaves together aspects of both the first and second coming of Christ. In the latter instance, Christ comes as a refiner and cleanser of his people. Like Josiah, he initiates the removal of all the idols from the land. Zechariah 13:1-3 foretells, "In that day, there will come to be a well open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for an abhorrent thing, and it must occur in that day, is the utterance of Jehovah of armies, that I shall cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they will no more be remembered, and also the prophets and the spirit of uncleanness I shall cause to pass out of the land. And it must occur that in case a man should prophesy any more, his father and his mother, the ones who caused his birth, must also say to him, 'You will not live, because falsehood is what you have spoken in the name of Jehovah.' And his father and his mother, the ones who caused his birth, must pierce him through because of his prophesying." The well opened to the house of David has to do with fully applying the sin-atoning provisions of Christ's sacrifice to the extent of accomplishing the complete removal of the sins of the house of David, which is the 144,000 co-rulers with Christ. But it is obvious that the time period in that day does not apply to the first century congregation. That is evident by the fact that God's judgments upon the Christian congregation back then did not purify the land of idols and false prophets. On the contrary, the apostles specifically warned Christians to be on guard against false prophets within the congregation. Furthermore, the letter of 1 John abruptly concludes with an admonition to the sons of God, "Little children, guard yourselves from idols." Clearly, the ultimate fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah has to do with the establishment of the kingdom of God, when at last, quote, "the Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will collect out from his kingdom all things that cause stumbling and persons who are doing lawlessness." Only then will Christ's congregation be completely free of the stumbling blocks of false prophets and idolatry.